Welcome to the Mark Bates Project. Listen in on conversations with artists, content creators, musicians, and other creatives who are taking a walk on the entrepreneurial side and have found ways to earn income from the things they're passionate about. Now, here's your host, Mark Bates.
Welcome to the Mark Bates Project. Today's guest's name is Benjamin Jones. He is part of the Titan Marketer. Now, the Titan Marketer goes beyond your average marketing agency and offering your average marketing services. They will actually educate you on digital marketing strategies and equip you with the knowledge to make solid decisions as an entrepreneur. So, Ben Jones, I'd like to bring you in right now. Ben, how you doing?
Good. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. And hopefully we can add as much value and appreciate everyone's listening's attention and look forward to helping in any way that we can.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, nowadays, and especially post-pandemic, a lot of people are striking out in online businesses. A lot of people were laid off or were forced to work remotely and have sort of dipped their toes into other things. And some of the most valuable tools that are available as far as marketing anything they may be dipping their toes into are YouTube and Google Ads, as well as other online marketing tools that are available. And that's kind of what you specialize in. Now, give us your story up until now. Sort of how did you get into this this line of work, and what are you doing now to help entrepreneurs?
Cool. So in terms, like, we're really specialists in YouTube advertising. So basically the ads that pop up, you know, when you're watching YouTube content and an ad will pop up, you're waiting like 5 seconds to skip. They're the kind of ads that we run. So a bit of backstory, like how I got started into that is, I was running a bunch of businesses, and particularly one where I was speaking, and we had an event that we were running, and this is probably going back like 5 or 6 years or something like that. And we were heavily involved in Facebook, and I guess most people back then are like really involved in Facebook. And of course, you know, lose all my Facebook accounts, and I'm actually due to fly to China in like 3 days, and I've got this room that's half empty that I have to fill, and I'm just like, oh man, what am I going to do? And at the same time, like the other businesses that were running, like the online training side, that all stopped as well. So we were very heavily dependent on just one platform. And I think a lot of like business owners or people who just get started with paid ads fit into that camp. And so for me, like that was a massive problem. Like business has just come to a stop. We are making no more money, and I'm heading to China for like 3 weeks for a business trip. I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And at the time, I like literally I did two things. I was like, rang up just a bunch of just different Google Ads agencies. I was like, hey, can you run some search ads or sort something out? And we got one guy to do that. And then internally, we started playing around. Like we had a staff member like, hey, let's try and run some YouTube and Google Ads as well.
Right.
And the thing is, you go to China, man, there's literally there's no Google and Facebook over there. So right. This is kind of before VPNs and stuff as well. Like it had become so mainstream like they are today. So I went over there and then, you know, literally had no idea how it was going to go, and then came home and a bunch of it worked. It didn't all work super great, but, you know, a bunch of it did work. And I was like, huh, you know, this is probably the answer to just being stuck with one platform. So that's how we sort of got into it. And then from there, it was like, well, how do we use Google Ads? And then we really found that YouTube ads is probably the most profitable out of the whole platform, and just doubled down on that pretty hard. And I mean, these days we've got clients doing, you know, multiple millions of dollars in just about every niche you could possibly imagine. So it's been a journey, but Very cool. Yeah, that's kind of a bit of backstory of how we started with YouTube ads and what we're doing today. So
very cool. Now, in your opinion, Ben, what sets you apart from other agencies offering the same type services?
Yeah, so we do offer an agency, but you have to apply for it. So it's kind of like, you know, we only take like people who are spending sort of more than 10 or 20 grand a month to even get into our agency. Like you have to be spending that much to even have the conversation. And you need to have a proven sales process.
Right.
Otherwise, it just doesn't work. I guess the difference for us is like we guarantee a minimum 3 to 5 times return on ad spend. So if you spend a dollar, you'll get a minimum 3 times or 5 times or depending on your particular business.
Wow.
So that's something we do offer. But more than the agency side of us is quite niche and small compared to our consulting side. So we actually do a lot of training with people, whether it's like, you know, a training they can work through themselves all the way through to like one-on-one training where we'll come in and help them set up their campaigns and get them running. We'd much rather teach people to fish than give them a fish. So
okay. Now is the educational side then, that's I guess to the new entrepreneur would be a lot more affordable than actually dropping the money on joining your agency.
Yeah. So, I mean, most people aren't ready to spend 10 or 20 grand a month on ads.
Right.
And if you're just getting started, that's probably not you, right? So, if you're just getting started, look, maybe you're just starting a new business or something like that. You start with something small. Start with maybe a couple hundred bucks a month or $1,000 a month with your test budget. So, that'd be your first month. Find what works and then double down on that. But the most important thing, like if you're just getting started with YouTube ads or I don't care, insert any paid ad platform here. You really need to make sure that you're getting what we would call a 3x return on ad spend. So if you're spending $1, you need to be making at least $3 back. And if you're not doing that, don't run ads. And you can, like, we got some calculators and some free training where you can go check that out, and I'll give you all the calculators to work it out.
Right.
But basically, you need to work out, like, let's say that I can get a lead for $50, right? But I know that that lead is worth $150. And maybe I'm a chiropractor or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, I could get a lead for, you know, $30, $50 or something like that. But I know that people are going to book a couple of times with me, so they're worth like $200 or $300 or something like that.
Right.
Okay? You can do that all day long. That's a scalable model. However, if you're an e-com business or you're doing drop shipping or something like that, and like your clicks cost like $5 or $4 or something, and your profit margins are $10, like every single second person who clicks is going to have to like buy your product for that even to be profitable. So, you know, you can go online, just Google like, what are my clicks worth, or what's an average, you know, cost per action, or like what's a lead or a sale cost in my space. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to get started, and then figure out if it's going to be profitable for you, because there's so many business owners out there that literally can't run ads because their sales process just doesn't allow it to fit.
Right. So, right. Okay. Well, on the consulting side, what are some of the common mistakes to avoid when I guess kind of planning your campaign?
Yeah. So probably the biggest one we see is people treat YouTube like Facebook. So normally people, the story usually goes, oh, I'm so sick of Facebook. It sucks. I hate it. I need to move over to another platform. Right. It's usually the common story. And what happens is they take what's working on Facebook and they try and stick it on YouTube. It just doesn't work. Okay. And the reason for that is that YouTube's a completely different platform. Like YouTube, people go to YouTube for like entertainment, education. Like most of the searches that happen on YouTube start with how to, right? Or you're subscribed to certain channels around things that you're interested in. So it's completely different to Facebook, where you're scrolling through looking at what people had for lunch and cats, you know, and you're trying to interrupt them. So the ads on Facebook are very salesy and interruptive, right? Whereas the ads on YouTube, you really want to deliver value and help people. That's probably the difference. So the ad structure is quite different. So that's probably the biggest mistake is basically people just get a salesy ad and they see it on YouTube, doesn't work. They really need to have the right structure on YouTube. Okay. In a way that helps people and delivers value in the actual ad.
Okay, now so, that structure that's got to include identifying your target audience. Now, what tools and techniques are you helping entrepreneurs with on that end?
Yeah, so we usually have a 4-part ad structure. So we give all this stuff away. So you check our stuff out. We give away like the full structure and checklist and the whole deal.
Okay.
But basically the 4-part ad structure is, you know, a hook. So on YouTube, that first 5 seconds that you're waiting to skip, what you say in those first 5 seconds to get their attention is like the most important thing. Okay. Right. So that's the hook. The second bit is like an elevator pitch. So an elevator pitch is like what you want to talk about. Sort of summarize your thing and give people value in about 30 seconds, why you're credible. It comes, if you don't know an elevator pitch, it comes from the position of like, if you're in a high rise building, you wanted to get a promotion, you'd get in this elevator with the CEO. And by the time you hit the bottom, you'd pitched your idea.
Right.
So that's sort of what you're wanting to put in there. Okay. The story is the next bit. That's step number 3. That's where you really want to tell a story that's going to help people, give them value in some way. not about you, not about your offer, none of that. Like the elevator pitch, you should have already put some credibility. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I might say something like, you know, we've generated millions of dollars in sales across a wide range of industries. A sentence like that, that just proves your, you know, you can handle what it is that you're talking about. And then the story, of course, is how you'd help them. So you might be like, hey, these three things you didn't know, or here's three ways that this might help you, or five things or something. Okay. And then the close, which is the fourth part, is very much like, hey, you know, download my thing, buy my stuff, book a call, whatever it is that you want to talk about at the end. Now you can put a little close before the 30-second mark if you want to, but yeah, that's totally up to you as well. So that's pretty much the structure. As far as I know, we're the only people with the four-part structure that you'll hear of, but it works very, very well. So,
okay, cool. Now, how are you measuring the success of your ad campaigns, and what metrics should entrepreneurs be looking at on that end of things to make sure they're getting worthwhile return on investment?
Yeah, that's a perfect question. Thanks, Mark. I think there's so many things to measure, right? Like when you're looking at ad campaigns, you know, you're going to be looking at click-through rates and cost per views and, you know, impression count and all of that stuff, right? There's really only two numbers that matter at the end of the day, okay? One is cost per action. So what did it cost you to get the thing that you want? So how much did it cost to get someone to download your lead form? What did it cost to get someone to buy your product? What did it cost to someone to book in for a call for you to talk to them, or register for your webinar or for your event or whatever it is, right? So that's cost per action. So that's the first one that you'll be able to see like inside your Google Ads account. Mm-hmm. So, and you'll find different campaigns and different ads going to have different cost per action. So really, if you're just getting started, you'll probably want to run 3 to 5 campaigns or something like that, figure out which one's most profitable. You know, one might be like $20 a lead. The other one might be $60 a lead. You'll see instantly like, hey, that one's not working or whatever. Okay. Right. Now, there are a lot of other metrics that you can like dial in on and tweak things and whatever. But if you're just getting started, start there. Now, the other number, like if it's like Lord of the Rings, if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings, but the one number to rule them all, if you will, is literally return on ad spend.
Okay.
So, so for example, let's say I'm a consultant or service-based business or something like that. If I've got my cost per leads that are coming in, like people who are like ring me back or they're booking the Zoom call or something like that, like they're a lead that a human can talk to. At most service-based businesses, that's what they're looking for. Okay. Now, in that case, let's say it's costing me $50 a lead, but I know that, you know, every, you know, 3 clients that I close, I make a sale, right? So the difference would be the leads are $50. To get a sale cost me $150, right? Now, if I use, say, like a physio example or something like that, or just a local business, you know, that lead might be worth $500, right? Or $600. So then I can be like, okay, so my return on ad spend here is, you know, 3 to 4 times or whatever it is, okay? So that's where if you know how much the leads are costing and you know your close rate, you can work out like, what is my return on ad spend? And if you've got realistically, in every single case, you need to have a 3x return on ad spend, because if you don't, you can't afford to pay for marketing and staff and run a business and everything else, right? So that's like really important. So the number one number to rule them all is return on ad spend. If you don't know what your close rate is and you're just getting started, just work on like cost per action. Like, what is it costing me to get this thing? Okay. And try and get the cheapest one of those. And for most service-based businesses, you're thinking like, what strategy should I start with? If you're a service-based business, you literally just want to start with, you know, give someone some value, get their phone number, email, a particular phone number, and call them, you know, give them a good offer that can help them in some way. Or if you're, you know, depending on what business you're running, you just want to be able to talk to someone. So that is your number one thing that you want to get to.
You're listening to The Mark Bates Project.
Now, how do Google and YouTube ads fit into a broader marketing strategy? And how I guess can those campaigns be integrated with other channels?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the cool thing with Google Ads and YouTube Ads is Google Ads is like the big platform YouTube Ads sits in, right? So inside of Google Ads, you've got a few different networks. Okay, so Facebook has Facebook and Instagram, for example, right? Google Ads has YouTube Ads, Search Ads, the Shopping Network, and Display Network. It has four.
Okay.
Right? However, what we're talking about here is mainly YouTube Ads because they're the most profitable.
Right.
If you're going to run them to cold audiences. The other thing that you probably want to really look at is the Display Network. So those two are going to be your friend. The Display Network, if you don't know what it is basically maybe you've tried to book a cruise or you've seen some really cool products out there, right? Like, I don't know what I meant, Dustbuster or like,
right.
You know, chocolate brand or shoes or whatever, right? And then everywhere that you go online, you see those image ads that pop up on websites and stuff everywhere, right? They just follow you everywhere, okay? now those ads, that's called the Display Network. It covers 90% of all internet users and you only pay when people click on the ad. So you can be everywhere at all times and it doesn't cost you a cent until someone clicks. And it is got the highest return on ad spend of anything else out there. Now, why this is so powerful, it doesn't work so well for cold traffic. It does, but you need to spend a lot of money on it.
Right.
Where it's really, really powerful and how it works with other platforms, to answer your question, is it's great for remarketing. So let's say that I have a business and I'm running traffic from my email list. I'm running traffic from my from Facebook, from my LinkedIn profile. I'm running traffic from YouTube channel. And then I'm running YouTube ads as well. Like, traffic's coming in from all of these different sources, right? Yes, I can remarket videos to people who like on YouTube ads. If you visited my site, hey, you visited my site, you can do all of that.
Right.
But what's really cool is the Display Network. So if anyone's come to my website, anywhere they go on the internet, they're just like, you're just there omnipresent all the time. And I've literally had people rock up to calls or come to our events and stuff. And they'll be like, honestly, Ben, it was like God was telling me to come here. You were everywhere online, right? It was meant to be. And it wasn't meant to be. It was just really clever marketing, right? So so if you're not doing that, like if you're running any sort of paid ads and you're not doing like Display Network remarketing, like do that. It's going to bring you a whole bunch of money really quick. Okay. It just gathers all that low-hanging fruit, if you will.
Right, so. Right. Okay. Now, what are some cost-effective methods for creating YouTube and Google Ads, and how can businesses maximize their ad budget for the best results just starting out?
Yeah, so if you're just starting out, some really cool ways to just get started is start with your warm audiences, right? So, for example, if you have a YouTube channel that has a few subscribers on it, even if it's 100 or like a couple hundred, or even if it's just no one and you've got some videos out there, you can follow up with people who are already who've already subscribed and or watching your content. Okay, so that's a great place to get started. The next thing that you probably want to do is upload your email list. So upload your email list into YouTube, and then anyone's on your email list, hit them up with ads. Now your account might need to be a certain size before that'll feed out, but they're your warm people, right? So start there. Again, it's that low-hanging fruit, right? From there, probably the very next place I would go in YouTube ads is probably two different types of campaigns. Now, these are really fun. These are basically just stealing your competitors' traffic ethically and legally, right? So it's totally cool. But what you can do is you can actually go and get your competitors' URLs, like their websites.
Right.
So like all your competitors' websites, or if you've got some big players that you want to beat, their websites, right? Mm-hmm. And anyone who goes to their website, you can show them YouTube ads. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's the funnest thing ever, right? and then what you can do is like, let's say people go to the website and, you know, there's like a login. So like, let's take ClickFunnels, for example. Most internet marketers know what ClickFunnels is. So instead of just like targeting the ClickFunnels site, target like when people log into ClickFunnels, right? The login page. So you can just do that URL. So you know that you're just using the users. Okay. That works really well with like big CRMs like HubSpot, Salesforce. Mm-hmm. If you're after like hiring consulting clients, that sort of thing. So that's a pretty cool strategy. The other thing that you can do is literally target anyone who's subscribed to or watching content on your competitors' channels, right? So, you know, your competitors are going out there creating these big YouTube channels, putting all the work in or whatever. You can just come along and put an ad straight on their channel, their videos, whatever you want to do, okay? So that's the other thing I love to do.
Very cool.
So that's probably the next place I'd start. And then following up from that, I'd do keywords.
Okay.
So keyword campaigns. And this is where YouTube's really cool because you can actually get in front of people who are searching things. So right. this is where, and not only on YouTube, so you can get people who are searching on Google as well. Now, why that's cool is because if you want to run search ads, like someone's searching in Google and you pop up in the top bit, that's the most expensive click you are going to pay on the internet.
Right.
What's really fun is you can get those people who are searching that same keyword coming into Google, and then later on when they go to YouTube, show them a video ad, and it's like a third of the price, right? So you literally get search, the power of search ads, but with a video instead of just 15 characters in search in YouTube. So, man, if you just started with those couple of things, you know, and you've only got like $1,000, $2,000 to get started, there's going to be more than enough for you to play with. Okay. And that'd definitely get you up and going pretty quickly. So
perfect. Perfect. And that somewhat answers my last question here, Ben, but, any additional advice you might have for businesses that are new to YouTube and Google marketing who are looking to scale up their ad campaigns?
Yeah, look, just get started. I think at the moment in particular, if there's been a couple of changes to YouTube in the last sort of 6 to 8 months, particularly the last couple of months. One of them was you used to be able to, if for those people who are a bit more advanced, you used to be able to run conversion-based campaigns on content, people watching content, ads. They've sort of changed that a bit now, and you can't, you just have to run like cost per view campaigns, which if you don't understand YouTube, it's probably not a big deal. But for those who are a bit more advanced, that's a big change.
Right.
And I think the other thing is like Google's really, and YouTube is really rewarding good ads. Okay. So like really good content. Like we used to be able to run ads for like 6 to 8 months that were quite substandard and that worked quite well.
Right.
Whereas we're finding that's moving away at the moment. So I guess make your ads cool, but don't make them Hollywood. Like literally, I've run ads sitting right here at my desk with this mic and they worked really, really well. I've run ads where I'm walking by a lake at sunset and all the cool stuff, and they work really well too. But it's the thing is like all our ads we shoot off our phone, like 90% of our clients will shoot their ads off their phone. Don't overcook it. Like come across as just really, it's what you say more than the quality of your shoot, right? So just get out there. Do some shots. I'd probably say, look, if you're just getting started, you probably want an ad that's about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. You want to shoot it this way on your phone. If you're doing YouTube short ads, they have to be this way in under a minute, right? So,
right. And I think one thing a lot of people don't realize is that, this little thing right here, what you're holding in your hand, is 15 years ago, it would have cost you $25,000 to have that camera and microphone gear.
That's crazy.
Right?
Oh, and microphone gear. Yeah, this is what we use. So microphone gear, grab some of these. They're called just Rode.
Yes.
These ones here. So Rode Goes. And they're just wireless. So you just have one on your camera, one on you. I put it under my shirt so no one can see it. And man, you can shoot YouTube ads all day long. It's more important. I can't stress this enough. What you say in the ad versus what you actually the production of your video. Like no one cares about the production of video.
Right.
If I can, and the content on YouTube is not like that. You know, like the content on YouTube is literally just like guys like me and you just talking, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever it might be. Do not need television style actors and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So search engine optimization is definitely more important than production value.
Yeah. So so what you say, like if you're doing like content, so if you're doing content like YouTube content, the SEO behind like the question that you're asking and stuff is you're 100% right, is what you're looking at. If you're doing an ad, doesn't matter so much about like the SEO side.
Right.
It matters more about like how you've helped someone in the ad or the value that you've given someone. So if you watch one of my ads and I've like genuinely like helped you in some way and said, hey, check out landing page where there's more information on that, you're going to have much more success than some salesy ad, right?
Right. So. Right. Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks very much for the chat, Ben. For anyone looking to look into you further and check out the Titan Marketer, where can they go?
Yeah, literally just check out titanmarketer.com. That's probably a great place to go. Otherwise, you can connect with me on probably LinkedIn or something like that. Just Benjamin Jones. If you type in Benjamin Jones in YouTube, I'll pop up in Google. And, but yeah, I mean, other than that, they're probably two really cool places. We do have a bunch of free resources and stuff we give away as well. So we usually do some live training, and we'll give away like all the how to do your scripting, your templates, your targeting options, all of that stuff, because we know that we can really help people who've already sort of got started. So we try and make that journey as easy as possible for them to get started and get going and go from there.
Very cool. So yeah, for anyone considering jumping into YouTube and Google ad campaigns, that they definitely sound like valuable resources. Go check Benjamin Oat at TitanMarketer.com. Thanks so much, Ben, for taking the time to chat. I will definitely get the rest of your contact info there. We'll put that in the show notes. And it's been an eye-opening chat. I've definitely learned some things, and I think it'll hold some value to the listeners.
Awesome. So thank you again for having me, Mark. And it's been great. Hopefully, I've been able to help some people and just maybe even open their eyes to a wide, potential of YouTube ads in their business. And look forward to helping anyone in the future from here.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Benjamin Jones, thank you again very much.
Thanks, bud.
Have a good one.
You're listening to The Mark Bates Project.